Joining us now from the Massachusetts State House is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Well, it was another late night on Beacon Hill. The Senate passed a version of a sweeping health care bill around midnight. Talk about some of the highlights.
The general aim of the Senate's proposal is to bring down the rising cost of health care in the Commonwealth. What this bill does is it attempts to kind of switch a lot of the Massachusetts from a fee-for-service healthcare system to a more results-oriented healthcare system. One of the ways to do that is to provide more access to routine outpatient checkups, things like that, to try to reduce hospital readmissions. One of the big major things that this bill would do is it would actually raise the floor on how much community and local hospitals can charge for their services. Advocates on that side say that they are not allowed to charge as much as they should, and they can't reimburse their people. The other side of that coin is that they're going to try to cap how much the top tier, cap how much they can charge for certain services. It's complicated stuff, but there's a lot of bits and pieces in this bill that are aimed at really just slowing down this growth.
One of those little pieces would let the state peer into what's going on with pharmaceutical companies, right?
It would require state overseers to look into the pricing of pharmaceutical companies. Right now, these companies play their pricing data pretty close to the vest. This would require them to report certain pricing data to the state for review so that the state and consumers can know what a certain prescription costs to manufacture versus what it's sold for and, you know, what the generic version of that would cost.
So as you mentioned, a big piece of this is to save money. So how much would be saved kind of overall?
Overall, it could be upwards of something about a half billion dollars for the entire system. For the state budget, which is really crucial right now, the Senate is saying that this bill will save $114 million by FY 2020. However, it doesn't really address the immediate healthcare cost savings that Governor Baker wants to put in. He had a plan in place to change eligibility for the Mass Health program. The Senate plan does not address that. So that's one of the main criticisms here from Baker and Republicans in the Senate, that this bill doesn't go far enough to really stop the immediate budget problems that we have now.
Does Baker like this bill?
He said that it was good that the Senate is kind of sticking to their values in a way. I think Baker kind of described this plan as kind of a good government Democrats. They're not looking to spend less, but they are looking to improve the system. But there's some problems in the details that he disagrees with. But really, Baker is concentrating on this short-term savings to MassHealth.
One thing I'm wondering about is why now for this bill? I mean, because there's so much uncertainty on the national front regarding Obamacare and federal funding for healthcare overall.
Right. And that's one of the concerns that's been being raised by skeptics of this plan. This plan doesn't stand too much of a chance to get through the House intact. And it would probably stand less of a chance to get signed by the Republican governor into law. So this is kind of the ideal as far as, you know, the Democrats in the Senate are concerned. One important piece of this bill that was an amendment that they put in yesterday was from CAPE Senator Julian Sear to study switching Massachusetts over to a single payer healthcare system. This is something that had no traction just a few years ago, and that this year got the majority of Democrats to say yes to it. They put it in the bill. This would be a very early first step to like look at the data and see if Massachusetts could support a single payer system on its own. That really is the goal of most Democrats, and most single payer advocates know that's going to be a very, very long process. So they say they just can't wait to figure out what's happening at the federal level, or they're assuming that there will be no help on the federal level and that Massachusetts needs to do it by themselves.
So it's the House's turn next. Will we see anything from them in the coming days or weeks with a bill like this?
Well, the House is going to be occupied with their criminal justice reform package this next week, and sessions end on Wednesday. After that, look for the House to put forward a health care proposal maybe in February. Then they'll have to compromise the bill. So really don't expect anything to get to Baker's desk until the spring.
And that is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean talking to us from Beacon Hill with his weekly update. Mike, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.